This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Solar power in U.S. schools has quadrupled in the last decade, a new report says. One in nine K-12 schools in the United States now has solar energy to power its buildings. The use of solar energy is thanks to an influx of federal investments and tax incentives for schools. Tish Tablin, the lead report author and senior director of the nonprofit's Electrify Our Schools program, says the benefits of solar energy are now reaching a broad range of schools across the country, including schools in under-resourced communities that stand to gain the most from the cost savings and educational opportunities that solar technology provides, Tablin said. California, New Jersey, Arizona, Massachusetts, and Connecticut are the top five states for solar capacity at schools, though Minnesota, Maryland, and Pennsylvania have created state-funded grant programs to support solar adoption in schools. In Montana, solar power on schools generates 747 kilowatts of electricity. More than 6.2 million K-12 students now attend a school that uses solar power. And in the 2022-23 school year alone, more than 800 schools added solar arrays, enough for at least one school to go solar every day. The nation's K-12 schools currently generate 1,800 megawatts of cumulative solar capacity, enough to power the electricity of all 330,000-plus households in Denver, Colorado. Most of the schools switching to solar were able to fund their projects through third-party ownership models, which removed the barrier of upfront costs. And President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act offers schools tax credits, which are paid as cash reimbursements for solar panels, battery storage, and other clean energy technology. And the electricity isn't just enjoyed by the schools. It benefits whole neighborhoods. In Denver, for instance, the city's public school district uses its school solar canopies to extend electric bill savings to households in the area. The program currently saves 44 local families 64% on their household electricity costs. And in West Virginia, Wayne County Public Schools will be the first school district in that state to solarize all of its school buildings by 2025 for an energy cost savings of $6.5 million over 25 years. Wayne County Public Schools will also offer apprenticeships and job training to high school students, teaching them to help install solar on their schools. In North Carolina, Tar Heel Schools in Bladen County have a net positive energy building, which generates more on-site clean electricity than it consumes. The school has also integrated its clean energy design into its curriculum, using the school building as a teacher to get students excited about green careers. The Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter in Billings has rescued dozens of cats from an apartment there. Now the shelter is seeking donations and potential foster homes and adopters for the rescued cats. While the conditions of the rescue were extreme, Executive Director Trinity Halverson emphasized that such situations are not uncommon. Halverson explained that mental health and economic issues can often worsen pet hoarding circumstances. The Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter offers various services to the community, including low-cost spay and neuter clinics, monthly low-cost clinics, and free cat clinics. The rescued cats in Billings are currently receiving care at the shelter and will be available for adoption once they are healthy and vaccinated. The Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter is in urgent need of foster homes for the overflow of animals and also urgently needs donations of pet food. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.